Welcome to Eco Discovery. Are you ready for today's assignment? You are about to embark on a journey, an inquisition with the goal of traveling the world to identify and discover the 6 major land biomes on planet Earth.
Just been dropped off at the top of the planet, around the North Pole.
Ooh. Here the Arctic winds blow at below freezing temperatures, and despite your goose down parka, you feel the winds in your bones. As you look around, your eyes pick up the details of the first land biome, the tundra. The tundra is cold and dry, and is described by the locals as a frozen desert. The water is frozen in the soil, and because of the year-round freezing temperatures, the soil stays permanently frozen. Permafrost. As you walk, you see only small plants, grasses, lichens, and you distantly can make out a mixed herd. Reindeer, oxen, caribou. Oh, and a pack of wolves are pacing the herd. You decide to move a bit further south, and the flocks of geese, ducks, and shorebirds point the way as they too migrate from this cold and dry tundra. Finally out of the tundra, you come upon evergreen trees, known as the coniferous forest. Conifer trees are those that produce cones to hold their seeds. You are interested to find that the soil is poor in this forest, thus the reason for only finding the hardy evergreen trees. The ground seems bouncy as you walk on the fallen pine needles, and watery in some areas, making it swampy. These are the taigas. You hear something. You stand still. Large hoof prints. From around the corner, you see an array of animals. Moose, lynx, hares, some tiny weasels running by, squirrels and beaver, rodents of different types, and many birds of prey swoop from above. As you continue your trek south, the tree type change, and you have entered a different type of forest. Here the trees lose their leaves with the change in the seasons. This must be the deciduous forest. Summers in this area are warm, but the winters are still quite cold. There are a wide variety of animals, amphibians, birds, and even reptiles in this forest. You see a fox and a deer, insects and squirrels, and tons of different types of migrating birds. But you cannot stay. You must push even farther south. Soon the air is hot and moist, and the variety of plants and animals around you in this new forest astounds you. You are now in the tropical rainforest. You are hot and sweaty from your travels, and you look towards the sun. It is then that you notice there is a whole other ecosystem functioning in the tree canopy, and it's different from the one on the forest floor. What amazing variety of life there is here to study. You decide to set up camp and rest here for the night. Tomorrow is another big day. You will continue your trek south. You awake suddenly. Loud, strange, almost scary noises are outside your tent. But then you know. It's the sound of a chainsaw and fallen trees. You walk outside, and as you peek over the hill, you see birds scatter, followed by monkeys, insects, and frogs that have just lost their homes. Sadly, you turn and return to your camp. You wonder, will there be any forest left next time you return here? You continue south, and you soon reach a land of tall grasses and few trees. This must be the grassland biome. Good name, you think. You watch as the animals of the grassland act like lawnmowers. Elephants and giraffes, antelope, zebra, and even ostriches. As you continue south, you notice the vultures are circling high above you, and you wonder, what are they thinking? After walking for what seems like forever, you begin to notice that the ground feels much different, and you're really, really thirsty. When you look up, you realize there is no water anywhere in sight, nothing to drink. You found the final land biome, the desert. It's true that deserts can be cold or hot, but one thing they always are is dry. All the organisms here, plants and animals, must adapt to these harsh conditions in order to survive. Which reminds you, you are not adapted for such harsh conditions. Perhaps it's time for you to return home. Well, it's been a long, hard trip. It's time now to reflect on your journey and begin your trip back home. Besides, tomorrow you have another adventure into the water biomes. Get ready.